Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now.
Nancy, we start with news out of Wisconsin. Just a day after an Amber Alert was issued for 7-year-old Jamal White, he has been successfully found safe. According to the Milwaukee Police Department, White was reportedly taken at gunpoint outside of his home around 7 p.m. on Friday. At 6:36 p.m. on Saturday, July 12, the MPD announced that White had been found safe, as reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jamal has been located and he is safe, said the MPD. We express our gratitude to the public for assisting in this matter. A spokesperson for the MPD confirmed on Sunday that White was found and is safe. In connection with White's abduction, a 25-year-old man has been arrested. The MPD spokesperson mentioned that criminal charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. The alert described how White was taken in a white Jeep Renegade SUV by a black male suspect who was wearing a black face mask, a black hoodie sweatshirt, and had a gun. A nearby surveillance camera shows young Jamal riding his bike on the sidewalk, and that white Jeep Renegade approaches. Moments later, Jamal's screams echo through the neighborhood. Further details surrounding the incident have not been disclosed by authorities. Sharika Morris, who identified herself as White's grandmother, shared the news of the safe return on her Facebook, saying baby Jay has been found and he's safe. Thank you for the prayers and support. When speaking to NBC, Morris exclaimed they are thankful for this outcome.
Oh, my Lord, they got him. That's him. They got him.
He looked like he was scared. He looked like he was scared, but he was okay. It looked like he was happy to see us.
He's home. He's safe. And whatever happened, we're glad that he's here and he's alive. Because it's very rare that you get an outcome like this.
The family says they are waiting for police to proceed with the investigation. No motive has been stated.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
And now to Minnesota. Authorities have unveiled a disturbing revelation regarding the death of a teenage boy just days following the arrest of his father on murder charges linked to the incident. Jordan Dupree Collins Sr. faced arraignment on a second-degree murder charge in Oconee County Court. As confirmed by the Oconee County Sheriff's Office, he is being held on a $2 million bail. Currently, there has been no confirmation regarding his plea. Collins, who was taken into custody on July 7, is accused of the murder of his 16-year-old son, Jordan Manny Collins Jr. The boy's remains were discovered after an extensive search of the landfill in Elk River, Minnesota, which lasted nearly a month, as announced by the sheriff's office on July 1. The last sighting of the teen was on May 8 in a Columbia Heights neighborhood, and he was reported missing 4 days later. During a press conference, Anoka County Sheriff Brad Wise revealed that investigators had obtained video evidence suggesting that the boy's body may have ended up in the dumpster and subsequently in a garbage truck. A criminal complaint filed this week, which was reviewed by the Minnesota Public Radio Broadcasting, indicated that a preliminary autopsy revealed signs of decapitation. Additionally, investigators discovered knives and blood-stained items during their search of Collins' home. The father reportedly told investigators that the last time he saw his son was on May 8, when the boy left home. Authorities also traced a garbage truck that collected waste from behind the father's apartment on May 13, which ultimately led them to the landfill, according to the complaint. The motive behind the alleged crime remains unclear. In the wake of the boy's disappearance, a GoFundMe campaign was established to support his mother, Ashley Berry, as she faced challenges in returning to work as she searched for her son. He was a wonderful kid. Anyone who knew him knew what he meant to them. He had an old soul, she said during an interview with KARE 11. Currently, the boy's father is being held behind bars.
Kendra Patello lives with boyfriend Colby Shepherd in Enid, Oklahoma. Their relationship strained after he's charged with domestic violence against Patello. At some point, she leaves the home and falls out of contact with her family. Her mom reports her missing July 12 after not hearing from Kendra for 5 days. A woman in Pawnee, Oklahoma says a woman resembling Kendra knocked on her door July 20 asking for water. She reported the sighting the very next day after stumbling upon Kendra's missing person flyer. Kendra Botello, now missing nearly 2 years. If you have info on Kendra Botello, contact Enid, Oklahoma PD, 580-242-7000.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.